Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. At the recommendation of prominent Amherst South Rotarian Sandy Noble, who is an MIT graduate, we have a gentleman who leads the MIT Club of Western New York, Dr. Robert Stahl. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about this gentleman. He's had a great background in work and innovation. This year, he's been involved with Old Smarts app. We're going to talk about that on the program today. He also is in practice as a geriatrician at 4242 Ridgely Road in Amherst, New York. He's been honored by many groups: Community Service Award, Alzheimer's Association, Social Impact Award, New York State AARP, 10-year participation recognition, UB Real Experience and Leadership Mentoring, Business First Health Care 50. Our guest today, Dr. Robert Stahl, recommended by Sandy Noble of the Amherst South Rotary Club. Let's learn about what you're involved with geriatric medicine.
Well, could be a short story or the synopsis.
We have 27 minutes.
You
can talk as long as you like.
Well, my main focus right now in geriatrics is just, as I've been trying to do over my career of 25-plus years in geriatrics, is trying to get the word out about what good geriatric care is, get things in the hands of older adults and those people that care for them and about them, so that they could take a grassroots geriatrics approach to trying to help themselves. A lot of geriatric medicine is common sense medicine, which common sense appeals to me, despite being an MIT grad. Actually, the focus of MIT is not to make things complicated. It's to try and see the simplicity and elegance in things. And I try to bring that to my geriatric medicine career as well.
Now, your practice here is in Western New York. So how far away are your patients? What are their ages approximately, and how you help them?
Well, my patient population right now is basically Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage members. And I'm not the primary care doc for all 41,000 of them, not by any means, but we are doing a special project for that HMO, and that's doing wellness visits. And I've organized a team of nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and myself to go to people's homes, to spend face-to-face 45 minutes going over their health history. And they get a nice summary report a week or two after the visit. And it's really a win-win for both the patients, the older adults who are members of Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare plan, It's a win for the health insurance company because what we do actually brings in millions of additional healthcare dollars into this area, which helps keep premiums low and services at a level optimized as best it can be for the older adult population. So that's the main focus of my medical practice right now. The office address, 4242 Ridge Lee, is mainly an administrative office, and we're mostly out and about throughout all eight counties of Western New York doing these wellness visits.
Very good. Now, you chose to not work in a nursing home. Why is that? Why do you do non-nursing home?
Well, it's not that I chose not to work in a nursing home. I've spent quite a bit of time working in nursing homes as medical director of several in Western New York. I've been medical director at Beechwood and Schofield for over 25 years. I'm no longer there. But nursing home care is, you know, very important. But what people lose sight of is that let me ask you this.
Yes.
I don't want to put you on the spot or anyone else, but maybe the listeners. What percentage of seniors live in nursing homes?
Is maybe 5%?
Well, you're pretty good. And okay.
Just a guess, I didn't go to MIT.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah, I had a brother who went there, but I didn't go
there. Well, you have a good overall sense of what, okay. It's probably a common sense estimate, but I've spoken to senior groups, to family caregiver groups, to medical students, and invariably that number is overestimated tremendously. Some senior groups went to a senior center and observed an exercise program there. I asked the participants what percentage of seniors are in nursing homes, even though they clearly were not in nursing homes, and they told me 50%.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's misconceptions like that I'm, my whole career, I've really tried to combat things like that can be grouped in a term called ageism, and that's prejudice or misconceptions towards older people. Just like the other negative isms out there, ageism can be quite counterproductive and even destructive to people. So with regard to nursing homes, I've done a lot of work in nursing homes. The Western New York homes, by and large, do a pretty good job. The physicians and nurse practitioners that provide care for residents in Western New York nursing homes, I know many of them, and they do a fine job. But what I find sorely lacking is a focus on the 95%, or even more now, actually, because it's even less than 5% that are in nursing homes. Sorely lacking is the focus on the 95%+ of seniors that are not in nursing homes, that are perhaps on any number of medications, any one of which could potentially be adversely affecting their life. Being given misinformation, having hearing deficit diagnosed as dementia, and things like that. And I'll give a good, I teach through stories. And one story that was very revealing to me, and it was a patient that I did see in a nursing home. She came in, her family brought her in, and they felt she had end-stage dementia. She hadn't spoken in a year.
Oh, my.
And so they brought it to the home, and, my first exam, I take a look at her, and, her eyes seem to have a bright, a level of brightness in them.
How old was this individual?
She was in her 80s.
Okay.
Okay. And mind you, this was a story that she had advanced dementia, and she hadn't spoken in a year. So I look at her, I examine her physically. She was in pretty good shape. I look in her ears, and there was literally probably 70 years worth of wax filling up her ear canals. I took my little loop, scooped the wax out. They came out like, it's at least not after dinner time, but okay. There were literally bullets of wax that came out of her ears. And after I did that, I said, "How are you, ma'am?" And she says to me, "I'm okay." It was a miracle. She spoke after a year of silence just because wax had been removed from her ear canals.
So then she was able to function normally.
She ended up staying at the nursing home because her family, apparently she was a burden to the family and, whatever the situation was. But clearly she didn't have end-stage dementia, and clearly she was able to talk. She just didn't talk out of place. She wanted to hear someone talk to her first before she spoke. So, I was the first voice she heard in a year.
It sounds like you have common sense. Our guest today is a geriatrician, Dr. Robert Stahl, who is also head of the MIT Club of Western New York, recommended by Sandy Noble, prominent member and past president of the Amherst South Rotary Club. If you're listening in Buffalo or Montreal or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we try to support the AMPO Legal newspaper, and Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 835-9454, area code 716, to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And we also encourage our listeners to support the Muscular Dystrophy Association this year, honoring Congressman and Mrs. Collins and Laszlo Mechler, who's with the Dent Institute. And this October 27th at Salvatore's Italian Gardens. For more information, you can call 585-424-6560, Maria Krause. A little bit more information about our guest, Dr. Robert S. Stahl, geriatrician. He's been honored by the Lions Club of Lancaster with the Distinguished Service Award, also the Center for Hospice and Palliative Care Medical Director's Award. He's active with the American Geriatric Society, Fellows Action Network, MIT Club of Western New York is president, UB Alumni Association, UB Medical Alumni Association, Wilson's Disease Association International, Dr. Robert Stahl, geriatrician. Now, what Sandy Noble praises you for is being president of the MIT Club of Western New York. What are their goals? What do they do? What does this mean, Dr. Robert Stahl?
Well, I don't know if I'm worthy of praise. I think, I'm just foolish enough to want to take it on. And when no one else expresses interest in heading up the group. But we have it's a wonderful group. And believe it or not, there are over 200 MIT alumni in Western New York. And our group, we have an annual service project where we our judges at a science fair. We gather every year in January for an MIT alumni chapter event that's throughout the world. It's called the Toast to IAP, and over 70 MIT chapters around the world participated last year, and that's about the number that participate every year, and we get to do a quiz especially prepared for the MIT clubs. And I'm very proud to say that in 2015 we were the winners of that contest. We came out on top of all 70 MIT alumni clubs around the world that participated. So that was a great achievement. We're kind of run neck and neck for the past several years with the MIT Club of Hartford. They're like our Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees. So That's always a fun event, and you know, we have 15, 20 MIT alums that gather. I've had them over to my house the last couple of years, and it's a wonderful time. But we've do all kinds of events, and actually, MIT alumni, you know, the first association might be maybe negative, you know, nerds or that kind of thing, but the breadth of interest and activities that MIT alums are involved with is just remarkable. And actually, I've been trying to get one of our members to set a date so that we can all go and learn how to do pottery. He's a potter, and that's his hobby. And I'm trying to get us all to go down to the studio and get our hands in the mud and do our thing. But we've gone to Bison Games. We've gone to the Darwin Martin House. We went to the Stooge Fest one year at the Riviera Theater. And so it's just a great opportunity to, you know, get together with people who had a common experience, and MIT is certainly a unique common experience. And we get the youngsters and the people that have recently graduated, and we've had alums that have passed their 60th reunion date. So it's a good time, and you know, bright, interesting people. So I'm happy to keep on pulling people together periodically and do what I can to you know, stimulate the camaraderie in that group.
When my older brother went to MIT, they had a charity event called UMOC, the Ugliest Man on Campus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do they still have that for charity at MIT?
I believe so, and I actually can visualize the person who won when I was there.
Okay.
And so, yes, you know, that was certainly a you know, a big event on campus. I was involved with a lot of intramural sports there. Mm-hmm. MIT has, I think, the largest intramural sports program of any university in the country. I think that's still true. And I was involved with what was called MITV, and that was the MIT television station.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days, we had to do a TV remote piece. You carry this big, heavy thing called a porta pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually interviewed Ravi Shankar when he came to campus. And in our studios, two very memorable guests was Gene Roddenberry, the producer of Star Trek, and the number one experience I could still remember like yesterday was Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny and all the other characters, was in our studio. And, you know, he comes in, and then, you know, the impression he gave me, he was about in his 60s, but he kind of was hobbling even at that age, which now would be considered young. I'm 59, so he probably wasn't much older than I am now. And, you know, we said hello, and he sat down, and when he opened his mouth and those voices that he was able to produce came out, it was just a truly remarkable experience.
Oh, you got a good education at MIT.
Yeah.
One thing you're well known for in the last year is this Old Smarts app. What is that all about, Dr. Robert Stahl?
Well, I don't know how well known. I don't think I'm that well known for it at this point, but we can say that I am. But the concept is, obviously, the name itself is a pun on something else that older people are often considered, and that's obviously old farts. But Old Smarts is meant to be all things for seniors all in one place. And there's three main elements to this handheld app. And I wanted to, I've had websites, educational websites, for over 20 years. And I've started geriatric listservs that still have hundreds of people communicating back and forth. But that's what would be considered old technology now. So, you know, of course, the modern technology are things in your hand that are immediately accessible. So I designed and then I went to a company to program it. This one app that's available in the Android store and the Google Play store and iOS in the iTunes store. It's called Old Smarts, one word. And it's meant to be a go-to place to get good information about different health issues, social issues, anything that might have bearing on a senior's health and well-being, especially quality of life and health and well-being, enjoyment of life. And number two, there's news, current news. There's different feeds from AARP and other geriatric organizations that is accessible through the app. And the third thing is a store. And it's actually an Amazon, what's called an Amazon affiliate store. And I've populated that with products that also foster improving quality of life and functional ability for seniors. It's not wheelchairs or canes or other types of durable medical equipment. It's things like Three Stooges DVDs. It's Frank Sinatra CDs. It's things that you might border on medical equipment, a squatty potty. But things that are out there that people may not have heard about that can really help seniors enjoy their life better. To give ideas for kids or grandkids of older adults, you know, what do you get grandma, grandpa, or mom or dad for their birthday or Christmas or other holidays? Well, this gives you some more ideas on what really might be important to them. There's links to Kindles, to a Bose wireless speaker that I happen to have at home and enjoy greatly. I plan to add within the next couple of days a Weber smoker that I just started experimenting with. So it's not your typical senior what you would think of when you think of a senior product store, but it's meant to, one, educate on the possibilities of what might be the components of an enjoyable good life for seniors, and two, to make it accessible and hopefully people will avail themselves of that too. So the app is informational, news, and things that could immediately start improving quality of life. And that's the concept behind it. It's kind of a complement to the hardcore geriatric medicine that a physician, that I as a geriatrician do. It's the quality of life complement, the informational complement, and that I've found is sorely missing, and certainly there is no obvious go-to place to get all of that in one place. So I'm experimenting with that. MIT grads tend to like to experiment, come up with an idea and kind of run with it and see what happens. And so that's what I'm doing with Old Smarts.
Our guest today is Dr. Robert Stahl, geriatrician recommended by Sandy Noble with the Amherst South Rotary Club, past president. If you're listening in Amherst or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit about the educational background of Dr. Stahl. In 2014, tackling the challenges of big data with MIT professional education, 2005 to 2007, Health Leadership Fellow, Health Foundation of Western and Central New York, 2000 to 2001, Leadership Buffalo, class of 2000 in Buffalo. Let's talk about some of your plans with the MIT Club of Western New York. What are your future goals, Dr. Stahl?
Well, one idea that's been thrown out there was to start periodic gatherings, maybe quarterly, just to get together and talk about really wild, out-of-the-box ideas that members, you know, may have. And so that's something that may turn into, you know, concrete possibilities, or it might just be an opportunity to get things off our chest and see what people think about in their spare time. I'd like to see the club, you know, do even more in terms of having a using the expertise that's embodied in our club members to do things concrete in this community. I'm also part of the Oshai Leaders Program, and this is a group that's been convened by the local Oshai Foundation of leaders of different community organizations that are doing amazing things. And I'm there as a physician group that they convened that was interested in inner city healthcare. But meeting with the different people involved, heading up organizations, doing amazing things throughout the city, I'd like to see some synergy between the MIT Club alumni and some of those groups, like Say Yes Buffalo, promoting educational opportunities for disadvantaged populations. So. That's what I, you know, one of my main goals of where, you know, I want to see the club go over the next year or two to get more directly involved and using that wealth of expertise to make this community a better place. And even, you know, if it helps one or two or five people, then that would be a worthy cause.
Very good. We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. You're involved for the last 8 years with Drugs Can Make You Sick Medication Symptom Analyzer web-based utility. What is that?
Well, this I put together. I designed and then had someone program it. Very simply, it allows you to enter. It's a website where you can enter medications that you're on, enter symptoms that you have, whether it's fatigue or shortness of breath or confusion, aches or pains, depression. And what it does, it matches up whether any of those symptoms you're experiencing might be caused by some of the medications you're on. And one of the key things, I have a talk I give that's key principles of geriatrics. And one of those key principles is, you know, medication use in seniors can be harmful. And in fact, you know, medication use, prescribed medications in seniors probably kills more people than all the illegal drug deaths combined. And one of my goals is, you know, if we can just get rid of one out of every 10 medications a senior is on, which is probably a feasible goal done thoughtfully, it would make people feel a lot better and also save the healthcare system a whole lot of money. So the Drugs Can Make You Sick is exactly that. Now, you know, it's trying to tell people that drugs can make you sick, and you have to be very sure that you're taking medications that help and not hurt.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, Sandy Noble with the Amherst South Rotary Club for recommending this program and for teaching us so much about geriatrics, Dr. Robert Stahl.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Have a great week.
You too.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.